You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Yo, what's up? This your boy Mood3 repping Front and Bottom Productions, and I need y'all to tap in with my boy T Smiley on the Cave Radio Show every Saturday at 10 a.m. on We Talk Radio Network. Yeah.
COG. ENT. Mood3. Yeah. Smoke a blunt and then I'm on my grind. Wake up in the morning, smoke a blunt and then I'm on my grind. Gotta get it, homie, and I say that shit like all the time. Wake up in the morning, smoke a blunt and then I'm on my grind. Wake up in the morning, smoke a blunt and then I'm on my grind. Wake up in the morning, smoke a blunt and then I'm on my grind. Gotta get it, homie, and I say that shit like all the time. Wake up in the morning, smoke a blunt and then I'm on my grind. Wake up in the morning, smoke a blunt and then I'm on my grind. Wake up in the morning, smoke a blunt and then I'm on my grind. Gotta get it, homie, and I say that shit like all the time. I smoke a fatty with my brother from another. Then I got a jet. Stick to the script. If I was a dog, I'd be a pit. I ain't fearing shit. Not about them blue faces, I ain't hearing shit. Not about the business, bitch, then get about this bitch. She said she want no witnesses, everything getting hit. All my shit is hit. Nigga better tap in. From the bottom, did the shoot with a phone, turn to zoom in. COG the movement. Work hard where my heart at. Bar sick like mucus. Gotta go like deuces. Yeah, nigga, I do this. Write it down and act like I'm with Nike and just do it.
Write it down and act like I'm with Nike and just do it.
Write it down and act like I'm with Nike and just do it.
Write it down and act like I'm with Nike and just do it.
Write it down and act like I'm with Nike and just do it.
Wake up in the morning, smoke a blunt and then I'm on my grind. Wake up in the morning, smoke a blunt and then I'm on my grind. Wake up in the morning, smoke a blunt and then I'm on my grind. Gotta get it, homie, and I say that shit like all the time. Wake up in the morning, smoke a blunt and then I'm on my grind. Wake up in the morning, smoke a blunt and then I'm on my grind. Wake up in the morning, smoke a blunt and then I'm on my grind. Gotta get it, homie, and I say that shit like all the time.
I'm really nice if you didn't know. Better get a clue, dog, or change your name to Blue. Higher than the fucking roof, and that's all the time. But I had hoop dreams, a fucked up mix. But I had 36, I did not miss. With the fresh ass kicks and the fresh ass swag. And I hoop so good when I'm so hot, like a southern cookout. I'm so fried, and if we lose this bitch, nigga, we just might fight. Cause I'm from Compton, the east, where they stay with a piece. And everything ain't beautiful like the look on my niece. And I just thought that you should know why I stay on my feet and move, stick and move. Squeeze like a lemon, dude, that's what niggas do. When they line up and catch a few, I ain't niggas fool. Niggas out here looking like nigga fooled. I'm starving, yeah, I'm on my grind. Yeah, I say that shit and then I mean it all the time.
Wake up in the morning, smoke a blunt and then I'm on my grind. Wake up in the morning, smoke a blunt and then I'm on my grind. Wake up in the morning, smoke a blunt and then I'm on my grind. Gotta get it, homie, and I say that shit like all the time. Wake up in the morning, smoke a blunt and then I'm on my grind. Wake up in the morning, smoke a blunt and then I'm on my grind. Wake up in the morning, smoke a blunt and then I'm on my grind. Gotta get it, homie, and I say that shit like all the time.
Yo, 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 that's right. This your boy T Smiley. Y'all are tuned in to the Cave Radio Show right here on We Talk Radio Network. Listen, listen, that was my boy Mood 3. Mood 3 on my grind. Listen, shout out to Mood 3. He's probably listening at work or whatever, but we're going to shout out to Mr. Mood 3 for putting that work in on my grind. Listen, we got some amazing topics. Y'all seen the one headliner that we're going to be talking about here shortly. I'm not even going to talk about it right now. What I'm going to do is I'm going to play another song, get y'all ready, get your minds ready and everything. And then when we come back, we'll probably play one or two songs depending on who we have with me on the line this morning. But y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back after maybe one or two more songs. So y'all hang tight. We're going to get these hot topics rolling in. Y'all stay tuned in to the Cave Radio Show with your boy T Smiley right here on We Talk Radio Network. Yep.
Yeah. I got the sauce. Yeah. I got the sauce now. I got the sauce now. I got the sauce now. I got the sauce now.
Yeah.
Nigga. I got the sauce now. 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 I got the sauce now.
Right now.
I got the sauce now.
Right now.
I got the sauce now. I got the sauce now.
Nigga.
I got the sauce now.
Yeah.
I got the sauce now.
Yeah.
I got the sauce now.
Right now.
I got the sauce now.
Right now.
I'ma get fly today. I'ma get high today. She bringing it my way. It's in the game, yeah. Good girl, go to church on Sunday. Still throw it back like, ay. Polo blue for the spray. Cartier's for the chase. Stand up, then get laid. Been like that since the braids. Talking about thrushing out days. From the bottom, yeah, a lot of shit changed. Now a nigga move like a boss. Now the whip, candy paint gloss. Nigga been six, no call. Dip with my meal, got the sauce. Blew like downtown, have a nigga lost. Lemon pepper stain on my white teeth from Ross. Took her dinner oil on my do-rag. Weed in my sack, designer bag. 2 gram blunt, that's some jet lag. 6'5", still push a coupe. Freestyles on Lil Snoop. I had the Louis, she want the chew. My first name, she ain't even new. Dip, owner, I got the sauce. Pipes, game, leave her exhaust. I'm him, fuck who you think. Move 3, colder than snow. What's your purpose? Conquering goals. What you doing? Smoking a O. Gas by the gallon, sauce like Italian. WTF, Moody, you wildin'. OMG, Moody, you stylin'. I'm like, yo, get the tank. If it starts touching me and start foulin', I know niggas who had talent. I know bitches with hella mileage. Where I come from, shit get greedy. I had daddy shoes, shirt, did you? I got the sauce now. Plus, I really be using my noodle. Cops be searching for niggas like Google. The flower I inhale don't cure the brutal. It's just a peace of mind. They heard about that killer. Asked me, turn into a mind. From the block, like stop signs. I got the sauce now. 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 I got the sauce now.
Right now.
I got the sauce now.
Right now.
I got the sauce now. I got the sauce now.
Nigga.
Yeah. I got the sauce now.
Yeah.
I got the sauce now.
Yeah.
I got the sauce now.
Right now.
Sauce now.
Right now.
Too hot to be catching shade. Too rich to be catching fade. Bitches know that I got the sauce. West side, sweet baby rays. We from the bottom where the boat is at. Dracos with the shoulder straps. Way before these niggas knew I rap. I was fucking bitches in the cul-de-sac. Been cocky, I been rude. Designer shoes since middle school. Been stepping on Pro Tools. Yo, new bitches, my old news.
I keep a foreign chick in the Glock 40. In the city, I'm a top story. Chinatown, eat bok choy. All these Asian bitches know I got a soy.
Been ballin' since AAU. Block boy and a player too. Whip green with the layup too. And in the league, we got a player view. I ain't worried about what these haters do. Too busy making player two. Teach these niggas how to go fishing. They fuck around and put bait on you. But I been had that Bombay. New York hoes like I'm Conway. Shy bitches like Kanye. Texas bitches give me all the praise. More lemonade than Beyonce. White bitch with an ass and face. Fuck a nigga for the weed and race. Yeah.
I got the sauce now.
Now.
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 I got the sauce now.
Right now.
I got the sauce now.
Right now.
I got the sauce now.
Oh.
I got the sauce now.
Nigga.
I got the sauce now.
Yeah.
I got the sauce now.
Yeah.
I got the sauce now.
Right now.
I got the sauce now.
Right now.
I got the sauce now.
got the sauce now. I 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 got the. I got the sauce now. I got the. I got the sauce now.
That's right. Y'all stay tuned. Y'all stay tuned. We're going to play one more song, and then we're going to get into it. This your boy T. Smiley right here on the K Radio Show. Stay with me. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Nigga.
I'm from Compton, Kush from Cali, that's the first city I walk. Caught the bus, duck they bus, we all seen that shit, no snitching on hush. I'm from Compton, up in Texas, I done pulled me a cup.
I'm in Texas, riding dirty, you could tell the way I talk.
I'm from Compton, Kush from Cali, that's the first city I walk. Caught the bus, duck they bus, we all seen that shit, no snitching on hush. I'm from Compton, up in Texas, I just pulled me a cup. Little shorty look good like tofu. She a full course meal with a good vibe. Wanna know about a nigga, what he been through? From a city where a nigga pull your shit back, and a bitch will break you off like a kickback. And the weeder had you feeling like spitter. I was sticking her down in the winter. At the dinner she said I remember. Ugh, fell for a nigga like Timber. Beast on the beats, wolf in the streets. Leader of my own, gorilla cool headed, now I'm feeling King Kong. Fuck with my guy trying to get the team on. Wanna ride till you die for the gain, off for God. Shots fired at him, nigga quickly forgot. Only seen the game, clip from the blicky look long where it hang. But that ain't my get down, just a stand up nigga, I could never ever sit down. Lil ass nigga, get that shit from my brother, I'm a dog when I hit it from the back, call me daddy. Handsome ass nigga, get the looks from my mother's, turn into a monster in the bed and undercover. Smoke with a nigga that could live on you forever, I'ma drive, she gon' ride a road.
I'm in Texas, riding dirty, you could tell the way I talk.
I'm from Compton, Kush from Cali, that's the first city I walk. Caught the bus, duck day bus, we all seen that shit, no snitching on hush. I'm from Compton, up in Texas, I done pulled me a cup.
I'm in Texas, riding dirty, you could tell the way I talk.
I'm from Compton, Kush from Cali, that's the first city I walk. Caught the bus, duck they bus, we all seen that shit, no snitching on hush. I'm from Compton, up in Texas, I just pulled me a cup.
I'm in Texas, riding dirty, you could tell the way I talk. Tell the way I talk, tell the way I talk. I'm in Texas, riding dirty, you could tell the way I talk. Tell the way I talk, tell the way I talk.
This your boy Chuck coming to you live from Chuck's World Class Barbershop and Salon. This is being brought to you from the Caveman Radio Show with your boy T from WeTalkRadio.com.
What up? It's your boy T. Smiley. It's a beautiful Saturday morning. Thank y'all for tuning in. Listen. Y'all know how I am about the cold weather, man. And Dallas has definitely... It's definitely been an interesting 2 days when it started, Wednesday night, with the freezing rain, with the rain and then sleeting and all that. And then Thursday, we got a good dose of that wintry weather. We got snow on the ground, ice on the ground. And y'all know T. Smiley stayed in the house all day Thursday. Couldn't go nowhere. Couldn't do nothing. I'm going to bring in Mr. E-Man. We have Mr. E-Man here. Mr. E-Man, what's going on, my friend?
What's going on this cold Saturday morning on the K Radio Show? Good morning, Mr. T. Smiley.
Good morning, sir. How you doing?
Oh, man, I'm doing fantabulous this morning. I'm blessed, black, and highly flavored. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Listen. Well, I have a friend here, Mr. E-Man. I know you had a chance. He had a chance to be on a while back. He's been transitioning. Recently moved or whatever. And so now that he got himself situated, I believe you remember him by the name of Mr. Ricky, E-Man. Ricky. Mr. Ricky. He is tuned in today on the Cave Radio Show. I want to bring him in and say hello to him. It's been a while. Ricky, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing good, man. How y'all doing?
Man, doing good, man. Good to hear from you, sir.
Yes,
sir. Yeah, you better know it, man. It's cold up here in Arkansas, man.
Cold, man. Cold. Yes, sir.
Listen,
last night, I got to tell y'all, last night we went, me and Miss Kid, we had went out to the store last night and, you know, got there okay and everything. And on the way back, we were headed home. And, of course, you know, it was ice still on the ground. And by the time we was out, you know, everything was freezing back up. And, unfortunately, we was going one way on the highway, on the back road. And, man, we ended up sliding out of control, man, and slid over the median onto the traffic that was going the other way. Luckily, there wasn't no traffic coming.
Oh, man.
But what it was we were sliding right into, like, we were going into the side railing, and on the other side of that railing was like a little ditch down in the area. Luckily, thank God, we did not hit that bridge, hit the side of that wall, because we would have really went over. So I just want to let y'all know the severity of driving out there and the ice and stuff. If you don't have to get out, don't get out. You know, that was a chance we took last night. And, you know, thank God that we're here today to talk about it, because it could have been worse.
Thank God for his protection. Mm-hmm.
My question, Chief Smiley, was there any food left in the grocery store?
You know, that's a good question. Man, it seemed like everybody went and bought up everything. Like, when I say everything. Look, I thought I was going to be able to get saltine crackers, man. I had to get the Mexican brand because all the rest of the saltine crackers was gone. Crazy, man.
At least you was able to get that, man. Me and my family, man, we ate some chili. I went to the store to try to get some crackers. I ended up coming out with plain chips.
You know what? I made some chili too, man. Was it Thursday night? Thursday, and all we had was chips in there, so I had to make do with some chips too as well. So Friday, I was like, I'm gonna go get some crackers. At least I thought. You know, but I mean, I got crackers. They wasn't the usual regular crackers. You know what I'm saying? But they did the trick. It was still good.
Mm-hmm. Well, hey, no shade, Mr. T and Mr. Ricky. You know, my fiance, she done made stew soup with this turkey with deer meat and cornbread, and you know, for the last 2 days, I've been laying up in here just watching movies and eating good. No shade or nothing.
Wow,
like
man.
That. Just enjoying
like
this.
Over there.
You know, just sitting back enjoying this well of being off and just eating good, Mr. T or Mr. Ricky. You know.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Listen.
At least you got a little chance of rest, man.
Oh, yes.
Listen, before we get into this hot, juicy topic, I want to talk about, y'all know how we do. I was out last weekend, and I think we had some NFL games last weekend. Shout out to the LA Rams and the Cincinnati Bengals. They're headed to the Super Bowl.
Right.
That was some good games. How did y'all like those games, though? How did y'all like the outcome of those games? Because those were really close games last week. And, you know, just to see the Cincinnati Bengals make it to the Super Bowl was actually good. I got a chance to talk to my father, and he was telling me that my grandmother was actually from Cincinnati. So I was like, okay, well, I can root for them. You know, that was some history I didn't know. It's good to see them in the Super Bowl. What do y'all think about it?
Well, it's been a while since both of them seen Super Bowl, ain't it?
Right. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Cincinnati,
I didn't get to watch much of the game, but from what it looked like, man, Patrick Mahomes looked like he threw that game, didn't he?
That's what it looked like, because he was making some terrible mistakes, and I'm like, this is not him, you know what I'm saying? He didn't perform like he normally do. So yeah, that was definitely a
they claim he was hurt. They say he was hurt, you know. I forget the injury that they talked about, but they claimed that he was suffering through the whole game. I don't know if that's just a media ploy every time, you know. They expect one thing and the outcome come another way. They come out with the real news that he was somewhat injured. But no, he didn't play his best, you know, from what I can see of both games. He didn't really play his best, but, you know, I like the outcome. I like who's in the Super Bowl this year. It's going to be a very, very entertaining Super Bowl this year.
Oh, yeah. I think what they didn't want to put out there was the type of injury that he had. The injury that I'm assuming that he had was the injury of Phillips. You know, his Phillips was hurt. That's that Tom Brady injury, ain't it?
Mm-hmm.
That's in my feelings, you know. We may be better than that, so, you know, I think that's what that was.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we got the Super Bowl coming up. We broadcasting live over Chuck's World Class Barbershop. It's gonna be on and popping, you know. You know. So who you going for, Mr. T and Mr. Ricky? I'm gonna take Cincinnati.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with the Rams on this one, man.
You gonna go with the Rams? Okay.
Yeah, I want to see if they bring it on home one time, man.
Yeah. It's going to be a good, entertaining game. It's going to be a very, very entertaining game. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to have to go with Cincinnati. They haven't been there for a minute. They look like they're hungry. They look like they, you know, it's just going to be a good game. It's not going to be boring at all. Mm-hmm. 5 hours, it should be, you know.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, I want to talk about this big topic, you know, all the fellas, you know, all y'all, even the ladies, but fellas, I want to know how you guys are feeling. I know, you know, we go to the strip club, you know, I don't say quite often, but anytime we, you know, us fellas get together sometimes, or if we do a bachelor party or things like that, we go to the strip club, and some of these strip clubs, they close at like 5 a.m. in the morning, you know, so it's a kind of an all night thing. But Dallas just did a vote, took it to the court, did a vote about strip clubs and the violence that takes place there. You know, we have a lot of shootings and everything going on at strip clubs, and some people die, you know, out in the parking lots and stuff like that. So they voted, and it was a 15-0 vote to close all the strip clubs down at 2 a.m., 5 a.m. So how does that affect, you know, how does that affect us, you know, how does it affect the men in Dallas? You know, how does it affect the women in Dallas? How does it affect the workers and all that? I want to know y'all's opinion on this topic as far as strip clubs closing at 2 a.m.
Well, I don't know about how it's going to affect economy-wise, but I'm saying as far as violent-wise, I don't think that's going to help. How can that help? It don't matter if it's 12 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock, because it's, like you said, it's happening in the parking lot. Once they leave, wherever, it could be a strip club, a bar. Once they leave wherever they are, then you give them access to their weapons and whatever else they got going on outside of that spot again. So how, I don't feel like that's really going to help any as far as violent-wise, but I don't know, man. Down there in Dallas, there's a lot of money down there, man. They throw some ones and some hundreds out there now. I don't know if it's going to affect nobody.
Listen, what happens is, you know, we got these, you know, we have strip clubs down here that, you know, of course they close at 5, and, you know, just being out, you know, that late, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, that's taking the fun away from those guys that want to be away from home for a long time. Now we got to be at home no later than 3 o'clock because strip clubs close at 2.
Yeah.
But do you think they're going to, I think is they're probably going to have party or something, you know what I'm saying? Because ain't no way in the world.
You know that's gonna happen.
Yeah. We're dealing with a whole nother situation as far as strip clubs, you know, closing down at 2, they're going to have an after party somewhere. And then it's probably going to be a problem or a situation wherever that after party is. So, yes. So, I put this question out there because I'm like, you know, I want to hear what, you know, the guys got to say about it. You know what I'm saying? So, what better way than right here on the K Radio Show where we can voice our opinions and talk about it.
I say we should go into entrepreneurship and open up a few more strip clubs. The more strip clubs we have, the more we can hang out. You know, we can go into entrepreneurship and start the new ones and bring them out. You know.
And the thing about it is if you want to stop all this mess that's going on, man, just tighten up on security. Because, I mean, I know a little bit about Arkansas, but around this way, we ain't got no strip clubs, but everywhere you have little shows and whatnot, they say, on the flyers, they say security is strictly enforced, which in all reality is not. It's about who you know. If I know this security guard, he going to let me in with whatever I got going on. You know what I mean? So I feel like they need to tighten on up, man, and they continue going and rolling on with what they got going on.
And I feel you're right about that. You know, I believe that if they were more, you know, structured in security and stuff like that, I believe it wouldn't have been an issue. But with all the violence and everything that goes on around the clubs, you know, and it happens like. You hear about it like every couple months. So, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, we can't even go out and enjoy ourselves without having somebody getting killed over some booty clapping right in front of your face.
That's,
you know,
it.
What I'm saying?
That's it.
You're right. But I mean, as I listened to you, Mr. T, you said that it was a 15-1 vote that they shut down the strip clubs early.
15,
I wonder who's.
It was a clean sweep.
Clean sweep. I wonder who was in the boardroom making that decision. You know.
Right.
Somebody ain't been to the strip club. They got to the strip club and seen them. Uh-huh. They was at the strip club and seen them, you know, all them women up in there, you know, doing their thing.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee they probably wouldn't have closed it at 2. They probably would have been like, you know, how much is VIP? You know, can I get in there?
Right. Yeah, it just makes me wonder who was these 15 on the panel vote. You know, were they older men? Were they white men? Or who did this vote? I want to talk to the ones that did the vote. You know, because they ain't nowhere in the world they going to the strip club. They retired or something. They done had a bad experience or something. You know, you know, because at the end of the day, you know, I heard someone say the other night, everybody be home early. Normally it's 6 o'clock when we get in the house. It'll be 3, like you said, Mr. T. Smiley, because we'll go to the after party, 1 or 2. Because the after party is right around the corner from the strip club, so everybody's just going to leave there. Are they going to vote to close the after party? How that's going to work? You know, but next time they need to let us know when they voting on that one, because evidently we weren't invited to the party to make that decision. You know.
Well, you know, like I said, I'm from Arkansas, man, and I'm stunned to even hear y'all say, y'all staying up at 5, 6 o'clock in the morning. We wrapping it up at 2 around here, you know what I mean? Like, that's that city
In Arkansas, like you said, in Arkansas, we don't have. We weren't privileged to have the, you know, the big city lights and the clubs and stuff like that. And I can say when I moved here in 07, and you know, coming from Arkansas, coming from a small town Arkansas into a big city. And all the lights and stuff like that, you know, I was amused. I ain't even gonna lie. I went to every strip club pretty much in Dallas, just because of the fact that we didn't have it in Arkansas. You know what I'm saying? And then on top of that, man, these people stay open until 5 o'clock in the morning. Are you serious? What?
5 o'clock? Crazy, man.
Yes.
I could be out there all night. This is cool. This is cool. You know what I'm saying? I done been late to work the next day because I done stayed after 5 o'clock in the morning. Now I want to sleep, and then I got to be at work at 12 or something like that on the next day, and it's crazy.
He man, and then he met Kia D. Won't he do it?
Come on.
And it was around this Kia.
but you know, the other question, Mr. T, I wonder, it's going to affect a lot of jobs too. You know, it's going to cut some people out of a job. You know what I'm saying? Because that's how, you know, fortunately or unfortunately, you know, certain people make their money. You know, if it's good or bad, you know, they getting off early.
Well, I mean,
ain't no overtime.
That sounds good too, man. Because a lot of them women pay themselves through college just for stripping. I mean, truth be told, you know, certain things like them, a lot of them really looking at the bigger picture.
Right.
They just using this right now as their foundation.
Right. Exactly. That's what we're speaking about. Exactly.
Yes.
So once again, I wonder who was in the boardroom making that decision. And how did that decision come about where 15-0 in the announcement decision? Who made this decision?
That's crazy.
I think we need to investigate.
Mr. E-Man, it was the Dallas Council members. And I'm looking at a picture of them. And, I mean, we got some brothers in there. We got some sisters in there. But, you know, again, like, none of them look like they probably been to a strip club. You know what I'm saying? They probably know what I'm saying.
You said the right word. It's Dallas Council, man. You know, they're not. They ain't for it anyway. They think it's probably all bad as is. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And the issue you said was around violence, and as Mr. Ricky said, and you said, I mean, violence don't stop. It's just 2 o'clock. Whatever happens at 5 gonna happen at 2. Whatever you think
it
out,
don't happen. It can't stop.
It can't stop. So I would say let's beef up the security, or do we have enough security? You know, that's out on the parking lot, or because if every now and then I'm trying to think. The big strip club off of 35 in Dallas, you know, that everybody go to. What is the name of it? Yes. This particular strip club, if I can remember, you know, when I got out of college, they was, you know, back in the, and we talk about in 79, it was a different name, and there have been about 30 names now. But it has always been this, violence that's centered around in that particular area, and if I can remember, it kind of calmed down. It ain't been as severe as it was when we was really in the strip club. It may be, you may hear something every blue moon that's going on. So I'm just saying it like this: it's something else going on. It just ain't all about the violence that's going on. It's some hidden agenda that we don't know something about. You know.
I know, man. Some of these strip clubs, some of these places, you know, where it's not, I would say high dollar when it's not, you know, as popular as some strip clubs. You know, they allow certain things, and I know certain clubs down here, you know, they allowed, you know, smoking, and they allowed, you know, a couple more other things to take place, you know what I'm saying? I've actually been the one where I was sitting at the bar, and this guy comes sits next to me, and, you know, he asked me a question. I didn't understand what he was saying, but he kind of motioned for me to look down, and I looked down, and he's trying to sell me something, you know what I mean? I ain't going to say what it was, but, you know, he was trying to tell me, like, he was trying to tell me something, and I was just like, you know, this is crazy. That's right here in the open, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Nah, man, I'm good, you know what I'm saying? But I've seen things and stuff like that. So, yeah, it's a bigger picture. Then it's not always violence. It's about selling of drugs and the things and stuff like that. So, I mean, they have to look, you know, I understand they doing what they have to do to, you know, make things – think they can make things better by closing it up early, but as far as, you know, getting the same results, you know, I believe it's still going to be the same results. Like Ricky said, no matter if it's 12, 2, 5, whatever, trouble going to find trouble no matter what time it is, you know what I'm saying?
And not only that, it's like, if you notice what you said, man, it's in the parking lot. I mean, yeah, security might be enforced in the club, but really, in all reality, what goes on in the parking lot, they really don't have any control of. You giving people access to whatever they got in their vehicles, whatever, like people stepping on people's toes and whatnot. So if it's not in the strip club, why vote that out anyway if it's more than in the parking lot?
Right.
Yeah. Right, right.
But this is what I want to know, Mr. T. You know, uh-huh. Since you met Miss Davis at the strip club, are y'all going to be going together, or, you know, y'all coming home, or she coming home early? Because I just heard her say she met you at the strip club. So are y'all coming home early, or how that's going to work now, Mr. T? Are you going to go to the after?
Well, you know, Mr. E, man, you know, I'm going to say it like this, man. You know, we getting married in July, so... You know, we get married in July. I'm gonna have to say this. She stepped out the studio, so I can say this. But you know, my bachelor party coming up. You know, I still gotta have a bachelor party. So if you know what I'm saying, if we end up going to a strip club, you know, that's cool and everything. But you know, let's try to hit up some of these after parties. No, I'm just playing.
hey, them electric lights don't go out.
Listen, I don't. Uh-huh. Motel 6, they leave lights on for you. So, I used to strip club a lot, but you know, even before I met Miss Kia, you know what I'm saying, I kind of put a hold to that, man, because you know you right. have different experiences at strip clubs, and you know some of them be cool, some of them be like, eh. And some of them be like, mm-hmm. why in the world? You know what I'm saying? Like, I remember one time I went to a strip club, and it was for a bachelor party, man. And we were, you know, having fun, having a good time. And I ended up falling asleep. I fell asleep on the couch. And I woke up,
right.
It was like 4 in the morning. It was 4 something in the morning. And this girl was dancing on me. And I'm telling one of my friends though, I was with. I was like, hey, listen, I'm not paying for this. I just woke up.
Mm-hmm.
I just woke up. I was asleep. She was dancing on me. I didn't ask for this. I don't have to pay.
But well, that's why they playing. They saying an easy getaway.
Yeah.
The last strip club I went to in Fort Worth, in Fort Porter, work, Funky Town. This don't shock y'all, but this particular strip club, this song they played messed up the whole mood. I ain't gonna never forget it. And we was trying to put the parallel together, Mr. P. The hot song came out, We Fall Down, But We Get Up Again.
Man, they didn't play that in the strip club.
I know this sound a made-up story, but I got some homeboys to test to this. This young lady, whoever it was, they played this once. And I mean, she stripped to this song. I mean, she danced to this. I mean, that whole conversation was about the song, you know. And you know what was ironic about it all? You know, it was funny for sure. It was hilarious for sure. But the ironic thing about it, how she really danced to the song. You know, I mean, when you talk about choreography and who, I mean, she didn't miss a beat. She didn't, I mean, I sit here and remember how her legs were going up around the pole, how she was. It was crazy, but that particular song was pretty hot. Yes, sir.
Amen. I want to ask mm-hmm. you, somebody to get saved after that song.
Listen. It was more entertaining because that song was pretty hot at the time, and you know it was amazing to me that. It didn't really just like stop the mood. It didn't stop none of. It was just all running how she did it. And I don't know if we were just all high at the moment and didn't really catch the song until a high came down and everybody. Did they just play We Fall Down and We Get Up? You understand what I'm saying? Because I ain't gonna never forget her name. Her name was Candace. Candace. Oh, listen here. It was over there. This ain't no made up stuff. Candace, I ain't gonna forget Candace. You know. Yes, over there in Fort Worth, part of Worth. You know over there where the strip club is in Fort Worth. You know?
That's crazy.
They probably had everybody going to church the next day trying to figure out if they could see another candidate.
I got a quick question. I know we got a couple cavemen on the line. What is your unforgettable strip club experience? I know Ricky probably has an unforgettable one. I heard E-Man. T. Smiley, what's your unforgettable experience?
Going to sleep. I already talked about it. Going to sleep on the couch and waking up to a girl dancing on me, and you know, she looking back at me like, "Where the money at?" And I was, you know, "Hey, I just woke up. I was asleep. You know what I'm saying? That don't count. That don't count. Whatever you did, you know, hey, that's on you." But yeah, that was gonna be my. That was gonna.
Well, I think about the wildest thing I've seen, man. I was 18 and. At the time, like I said, ain't a strip club in Arkansas, so we had to go to Missouri. But at this one, it's a hole in the wall, man. It's called Call of the Wild. They got the normal side of the strip club, then they got the wild side. Man, me and my buddies went over to the wild side, and I kid y'all not, man. There was a pregnant woman stripping on that side. Never seen nothing like that in a day of my life.
A pregnant woman?
It was 2 months. Pregnant woman. She was pregnant. Just as small as me, had a big old stomach on her, but she was in there getting the money, I guess.
Right.
Can't the street up for my money?
Huh?
I say, listen, she got to be in there making her change. You can't restrict the woman from her money. Okay, that's real talk.
That's it.
I just got another question. You know, like this situation, like some of the people who actually had to cut their hours cut due to this situation, the Dallas City Council closing the club, the 2 a.m. here in Dallas, a lot of people were really ticked off, especially, of course, the workers, you know. They were really mad because they're like, what are we supposed to do now? You know, you guys, you know, what are they coming to the strip club from 5 o'clock when they get out to 2 in the morning? No, they really want to stay till 5 a.m. They really don't want to go home. I want to talk about that piece, too, because there's other stuff to do outside of the strip club. It's a lot of underground strip clubs. We'll talk about that. But real talk, like, what are the women and the workers supposed to do now? How are they supposed to make up this extra money? What does the Dallas City Council expect them to do? Go get a regular job? That's the question.
That's a good question. Even though when it's not really pertaining, because as you say, all the violence that's happening out in the parking lot, what does it really have to do with, you know, I was trying to tie the parallel. If the violence is happening out in the parking lot, it's going to happen out in the parking lot there too. I mean, but that's the city council. That's the Dallas City Council. Not really surprised, not really shocking, you know. But, you know, I don't see them, but they said it was women on the council, there's black men on the council, there's, you know, what's going on, what's the real decision that's being made? Is it an economy thing, you know, because they are affecting some money right now. As Ms. Davis is saying, there's some money being affected right now. Where do they make up that money? So do we do the after party, you know?
Yeah, but all the question is, are they going to be on the after party payroll? What's the business hours of the strip club? About 10 to 5 or what?
Some of them was like opening up at like around 8, 9, I think maybe even 7. And then, yeah, some open up early. Some open early, like 12 in the afternoon and stuff like that. And those particular ones, they do shifts and all that. And those were the ones that closed at like 5 in the morning or something like that. So, I mean, people working doubles or whatever the case may be, you know what I'm saying, getting their money. But, you know, closing at 2 a.m., that's going to affect them because they probably only work one shift. And if you ain't got a lot of dances, you probably come home with, you know, a couple hundred or maybe even less than that.
Yeah. Right.
Listen,
I mean,
everybody,
I don't know, man.
That's
a lot of money flowing through Dallas, man.
Everybody that work at the strip club, all them women that's working at the strip club, all of them ain't coming home with thousands of dollars. Listen, you have some that come through there and some don't even speak English and they trying to ask you for a dance and you like, nah, man, nah. it's okay. I'm good. I'm all right. You just brush them off out the way. You know what I'm saying? And so mm-hmm. if you get a lot of people like that, that, you know, don't want certain ones in front of them dancing, they ain't making a lot of money. I mean, let's just be right. honest. Everybody working at the strip club ain't fine. I don't went to a – I know I went to a, a hole in the – like Ricky said, I went to a hole in the wall club one time, and I seen a whole bunch of C-section scars. So, I mean, I'm just saying.
Yeah, you right about that. Like all they of just, them ain't making all the money. You got your stars, and you got your ones just very anime.
Yeah, it's hard to pay. It's hard to pay someone with an Adam apple. You know, it's hard to pay a sister with an Adam apple. You know what I mean? And her hands look bigger than mine. You know, just hard to do that.
Hey man, some of them girls be, you know, some of them girls be aggressive about their money. Some of them be, you know, they be, you know, they real aggressive about their money. And then some of them, you know, they don't care about the money. They just there to have a good time. And then some of them there to, you know, if you smoking, they smoking too. You know what I mean? So it's a lot
which bring me to my question, Mr. T. I wonder, is that a lot of the violence when these young girls or these young ladies are not getting paid and they having someone to collect their money in the parking lot? Is that where the problem begins? Because somebody got cheated out of some money or what caused the violence to come out into the parking lot?
Yeah, I mean,
right. And see, that's what I was going to say as far as it goes. It's more or less, I feel like it ain't got nothing to do with the women. I don't really feel like it's got much to do with the strip club. It's more or less what's going on in the street being brought and seeing two people seeing each other that got beat for something. Then when they take it outside, it escalates to more than what it is because now you got your homeboys with you and everything else. And now you got a chance to handle it because y'all face to face. I believe it's the street bringing it in and seeing it. It ain't got nothing to do with the strippers or nothing. That's why I'm kind of stunned about this too because it's affecting them and they money, but it has nothing to do with them. You know what I mean?
Yep. Yeah, you're right. You're right about that. Mm-hmm. I actually seen a fight in the strip club one time, and it was all because of what you just said, Mr. Ricky. One guy, you know, he was a big, you know, thug dude, you know, pusher and all that, and then there was another, you know, another guy that came in. And when they locked eyes, man, it was like a green light. You know what I'm saying? It's dope time. No matter where you at, so they have to look into that as well. You know what I mean?
I got a comment real quick from people that are tuning in. They really are chiming in on this particular topic. Shout out to Gino. Shout out to Brad. Shout out to Dee. We got two females, like two beautiful ladies that are tuning in this morning as well. Shout out to Brandy and Wendy. Wendy said that she actually wanted to leave a comment and talk about that strip club piece, about the after-hours business. She said they are building relationships with clients and doing house parties. That's the only way they can make money right now. And that's real talk.
Mm-hmm.
Real talk. Mm-hmm. That underground world was already there. They already had underground strip clubs and nightclubs that were there. But now it's just going to be a lot more underground. And the other piece about that we're really not thinking about, and I don't know if the Dallas City Council did, maybe they did keep this in mind, but if you think about things that are underground and secretive, think about human trafficking now in the trafficking world. How can we really keep our eyes on these young girls if they're underground, right? Because they in the strip club. You best believe the pimps got these girls in the strip club. Let's just keep it real, okay? Mm-hmm. All these girls, they on their own accord, driving their own car there every day. Some of them get dropped off by their pimps. Let's just keep it real. So under hours places are going to get a lot more dangerous. Yeah, go ahead and talk on that. Thank you, Wendy and Brandy.
Yeah, that's why I was saying that's what was my thinking, you know, when the violence happens in the parking lot. Is it the pimps that, you know, the girls got cheated out of their money or for the violence part to be a part of it, you know? But like you say, you know, yeah, it's pretty interesting because now if you ain't got security in the parking lot, you sure don't have security underground. So sex trafficking is going to either get higher or the number's going to go up in that sense because you don't have nobody watching anyway.
Yep. Right. Mm-hmm. Yep. It is crazy, man. I went and watched somebody perform, and I thought it was just going to be, you know, at this little, you know, it was like a like an old store that they turned into like a, you know, just a spot to hang out. A whole bunch of people over in like South Dallas area, and they were just, you know, doing a, they were rappers, you know, doing their songs, showcase and stuff like that. So went there, and you know, it was a real good time, you know what I'm saying? But then all of a sudden, out of like the, some back room somewhere, here comes some girls walking through, and they, you know, and they stripping. I'm like, hold up. Like, where did it come from? You know what I'm saying? I wasn't expecting that. But it wasn't that type of, you know, I thought it wasn't that type of environment or atmosphere. But, man, they came out, and people were getting dances, and it was just, you know how at regular strip clubs, you know, they have, like, security guards and stuff like that around. But this right here, it looked like almost anything goes over there. You know what I'm saying? And I was, you know, that was one time that I was like, you know, I'm ready to leave whenever y'all ready to leave, because this don't look good. You know what I'm saying? Don't look good. So, you know, we have to be mindful of that, because it was easy access in, and it's definitely easy access out as far as people getting in and out, going in and out of these different places. And I've seen some taking in suitcases and everything, and I'm just like, wow, this is amazing. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. But crowd stuff is very, you know, it's very serious, you know what I'm saying? Because trafficking is real, you know what I'm saying? All this is real, you know what I'm saying? And hopefully hopefully the girls and the people that's actually over these parties are mindful of, you know, that type of thing, and hopefully that won't happen. I think we had another comment online, so I'm gonna give it back to Ms. Keith.
You know, we do. I want to hear y'all's opinion about this as well. Wendy's probably going to be calling in here in just one quick second, so I'm going to allow her to talk a little bit more about this. But she said her craziest experience was at Baby Dolls in Arlington on Collins. And anybody who knows anything about Arlington and Collins and Baby Dolls, it's the spot. It was a spot back in the day. And she said it was a dude that shot himself in the head in the parking lot because one of the girls did not want to continue their relationship. She also said, and I want y'all to talk about that piece, but she also said, now I can say that security and establishing some type of underground business that is safe for the girls is an option for powerful business owners to invest in. Real talk, because you got to establish some kind of security. I think she might be here right now. Yes. All right, we're going to bring Wendy in, because I think we definitely want her to talk about that. Wendy, what up, Wendy? Welcome to the K.
Hello. Hello, everybody. How you doing? Can you hear me?
Absolutely. Yeah. To the Cave Radio Show, your boy T. Smiley and the Cavemen here. We got the incredible Ricky and E-Man. Everybody's all around the United States of the world. It's just going down here. So why don't you talk a little bit about your experience that you had at Baby Doll?
Okay, how y'all doing? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, sis. I didn't think you guys could hear me.
Oh, no, you're good.
But, yeah, I actually worked in the strip club environment for about 10 years, and I was working at Baby Dolls as a waitress. And one night, a customer had been coming. This guy had been coming in pretty regular. One of the girls wanted to end their relationship as far as, you know, him being her customer, and he couldn't take it. The guy went outside, sat in his car, and shot himself in the head. So, of course, they locked us in the club. But, you know, we all eventually, you know, had to go home. No customers was going to come back to the club. The parking lot was full of, you know, police and stuff like that. So it was just a horrifying thing to see that, you know, men really are attached to these women. You know what I mean? So if we can create or you know, if as a, you know, the city can create a place where women can be safe, you know, and be picked up. They got Arlington Via rides and can be picked up and dropped off if they don't want to be pimped out, you know. I mean, some women choose that. Some women want to be pimped out. They can't control their money. They feel like they'll be off on drugs and, you know, be somewhere homeless or something, so they need a pimp. But then you got women that really don't have a choice. So if they had a choice, they would do something different. And then we need education is key. So is there any type of way we can start educating these women, you know? I mean, they're young. Most of them are starting off at 14 and 15, and they're lying, saying they're 18 and 19 in the club, you know? So they're young. They need some type of guidance, you know? And, I mean, not saying we can be madams or anything, but there needs to be some type of woman, a house mom or something, to guide these women into the right direction. You know, even if it is still in the sex industry sells. It sells. It's big. It's a big market, you know, and a safe underground place for these girls would be great. That would be a good thing, you know. Get them off the
street. I heard you say, go ahead, Michelle.
So, what I wanted to say is, there is, you know, he was talking about the guy, you know, upset, you know, killed the ship about all that. There's a song that come to mind. T-Pain sang it, you know, he made it up. I'm in love with a stripper. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's real. It is real.
They are, yes.
Yeah, it's real, you know what I'm saying? If you fall in love with a stripper, or, you know, you think she like you because she gave you the extra attention because of your money, you know what I'm saying? You know, strippers do get involved, you know what I'm saying? I thought I was in love with a stripper one time. Her name was stripper. I was like, woo, all along.
Well,
my money. I was like, dang.
And see, strippers have feelings too. Strippers fall in love too. They have feelings. Yeah, they fall in love. They just fall in love with the wrong people, the wrong type.
Well, I heard you say two things as I listen. Mental illness is real today. You know, and if the brother shot himself because they ended the relationship, it was more than that going on, you know, to take his own life. And so I'll just say mental. Go ahead.
Well,
I would just say
like
mental
illness.
Mental
illness
is,
but on both ends, you know, but on both ends,
mm-hmm.
I don't think there's one person in the world that doesn't suffer from some type of mental illness.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I agree. And so if he took his life once again because of the relationship end, that's just something for me to ponder on. And then I would ask you this question. You stated again, how can we help these young ladies? You say you was involved with them for 10 years. How did you get out? What suggestion can you give us to help these young ladies get out? How did you get out? How did you get away after 10 years?
Yeah, my testimony is a little bit different. I got out because I was in the strip club for 10 years, so I was drinking alcohol to have fun for over 10 years and became an addict of alcohol. So I became friends and had, you know, like you said, building clients. I've had friends in the club that they come see me, you know, on a regular basis. Ended up hanging out with one of them, and he had some friends with them, and they tried to take me out. I followed them to their home so that we could go out back to the club where we worked. It was Dallas Gentlemen's. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that club in Dallas, but we ended up going back there. Dallas Gentlemen's in Dallas. Ended up going back there, leaving the parking lot. Security, you know, was there, but, you know, they didn't pay attention. I was leaving with them, and I was intoxicated. And woke up in the woods. One of them was beating me in my face. They broke my nose. They bust my mouth, my mouth open, and just, you know, they tried to take me out. I woke up to this, and I was screaming and hollering, and it was in Westmoreland in Illinois where a bunch of Hispanics are. These were Hispanic men that were doing me like this. They were part of the cartel. And so they decided, when one of the guys came out and was like, hey, ¿qué pasó, homie? What's up? My daughter's sleeping. And he looked up, and I took that opportunity to jump up and run. You know, I was on my back, and he was on top of me, and got up to see, you know, who was, you know, calling, who could see him. And they ran and got in the car, and they left. And the guy that opened the door let me in his house. That was my last time going into a strip club by myself. And after that, of course, years later, me and my family would go to the club and have some fun together. But as far as me going in there by myself and working in a strip club, I'm totally traumatized, you know. So, but yeah, that was my testimony and my experience. That's how I got out and decided to turn my life around.
Awesome testimony.
Wow.
So it would say to me, as I listen to you, just in my opinion, it's awareness. We have to bring more awareness to what's really going on behind the scenes, you know, in the strip club. And it just makes me wonder, is that part of why, is that some of the reason why the city council want to close the doors a little early?
Is that why the city council wants to do what?
That part of some of the reason why they want to close the doors early to cut down on a lot of things that's going on, you know, behind the scenes in the strip club. They feel like a lot of violence, just like you just described, that's really going on in the strip club that we don't hear about or we don't even see, mm-hmm. you know. But awesome testimony.
Yeah, definitely awesome testimony. You know, we talked about.
Well, it's just the truth.
Know,
yeah, I don't know how awesome it is, but I appreciate that. But it's just what happened. That's just the truth. That's how I got out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a blessing you made out of life, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's
also a life changer.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Praise God.
Go ahead, Mitchell, Ricky.
No, I was just saying, man, it's a blessing that she made out of life, and that, like I said, man, it's also a life changer for her to help her straighten the life up. It's sad that she had to go through that, you know what I mean? But
mm-hmm.
it's just, man, I don't know, man. This is a topic that can go on and on, man, because there's so much that goes on, man. And but once again, I hate to say it like that, but once again, yeah, they went to the club, but we also heard where the violence ended at, didn't we, outside of the strip club.
Outside of the strip club.
You see what I'm saying? Mhm. So, I mean, I really don't know, man. I mean, it's just crazy.
Yeah. I definitely agree.
Well, I don't know. I guess the resolution is just trying to find a safe place for the girls to go if they knew of a safe place, or you know, having more, you know, Alcoholic Anonymous and NA, you know, Narcotic Anonymous groups for mm-hmm. women or men, you know, people. Period. To go to, you know, that are real groups, because most of those groups are just so fake, they're not real. You know, those people are getting high as they walk out of there.
Question I want to ask about the guy who killed himself out in the parking lot, was that an obsession ordeal, or how do you even, okay, let's say, how does a man cope with a woman who's even in the porn industry or the stripping industry and try to keep it all together, even though he know his wife or his girlfriend's out doing these things for other men? You know what I mean? I don't understand his situation either. You know what I mean?
Because I see this, because some women have that gift of gab, and when they can look a man in his eyes and make him feel something his wife is not making him feel special, mm-hmm. making him feel, mm-hmm. you know, worthy, making him feel, you know, like a man. When some women at home, I mean, some men at home are dealing with a woman that is overpowering, controlling, and demeaning, and just, mm-hmm. you know, not even downplaying him as a man. You know, he doesn't feel like a man, but he's stuck in this marriage because he has kids, because he has already established 25 years of bullshit that he's still going to hang on to because it's cheaper to keep her. Whatever the situation is, he has
right,
to get away.
Right.
His
but,
escape
but
is that club. His escape is that woman.
Right,
and she's
that
doing something
himself.
To him. Yes.
Shouldn't that man himself be able to draw the line between real and fake? You know what I mean?
No.
Because like you said, to get the gab is something else. You see what I'm saying? You got to
right.
realize when somebody's
not
out
exactly
just to make the money.
Yeah, but she's something special. Look at her. She's beautiful. Obviously, she's beautiful. She's got a wonderful personality, and she appreciates his presence. And he's going there pretty regularly, investing a lot of money into this woman. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I can
mm-hmm.
see when you invest money into a business, when you invest money into a person or into a dog or whatever, you love that person. You're in love, you know? I'm not going to invest my money. I'm not going to save my money, my hard-earned money, to invest it into this business just because it was a nice five-minute, you know, good time. You know what I mean? No, I believe he loves her,
right?
You know? Hmm?
But did she love him?
I can't say that because I was a waitress. So I don't know what the relationship was. Like, personally, I
right.
just knew we had to leave that day, and my money was cut, and God bless that man. That was horrifying to see him shot himself, and we, you know, that's just how that ended. So I don't really know the story of the relationship between the two, you know. I just know those girls.
I feel
girls,
like if the feeling was mutual,
well,
yeah, I understand that, but if it was
the
just
question
the money,
is,
you know, he still has to draw the line.
The question is, could that have been his wife? That
in
would be
fact,
that's
yeah,
what I'm saying.
Possibly.
Is it mutual or?
That could be possible, yeah, that could be it. But I remember them saying that he was a regular customer, so I don't know if that was his
mm-hmm.
wife or not, but. Mm-hmm. It could be
and, you know, a lot of times you get just obsession is a crazy thing, man. You get a lot of guys that are obsessed with women that these women might not even know this man, but he sits back in the cut and spends his money on her all the time. And And you know that because that forms a sign of love too, right there. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like he loves it so much. Again,
yeah. Exactly.
You know what I mean? That's right.
Yeah, with Lisa Ray, when she was coming home from the club, that guy was—he was obsessed with her. He had been following her, even though that was a movie. But that was just a little a scene of what really does happen, you know.
Right, that's right. That's crazy.
Listen,
man.
I want to. Excuse me.
Put that coffee down, Mr. T. That's that coffee over there. Put that hot coffee down.
Too much strip club talk. He couldn't handle it. He
started thinking about it. Oh, now we got to cook it back to the party.
No, listen. I wanted to change it up. I wanted to change it up real quick. I know we're talking. We're gonna keep it on the strip clubs, but since we have these ladies in the building, let's. I know we're talking about the female strip clubs, but let's talk about the male strip clubs. Like, what do y'all think?
Oh,
y'all
Lord. Say,
How does that affect you? I know we don't want to talk about it, but listen, why not? You know what I'm saying? We're hearing about the ladies. Let's get on these men real quick. I ain't never been, don't want to go, don't have a desire to go. But, you know, I just want to hear, you know, y'all side, you know, on or experience or whatever the case may be with the male strip clubs on that.
Well, you lost me because I don't think I've ever been to one. You know,
I've been to one time in my life. I used to go
frequently,
guys. I had a group of friends that we used just to party all the time. And party all the time. And we used to literally go to the strip club. Now, the difference between the females that go to the female strip club and the men that go to the male strip, the female strip club, you know what I'm saying, the men that go to the club and the females that go to the club to watch the men, we will go for an hour or two, and we good.
Uh-huh.
We got other plans anyway.
Uh-huh.
We probably got a party bus outside or something else to do. We want to get some drinks afterwards. Like, it's a chain of things that we are doing. And once we've done seeing this guy or two or three shake his jolly and his chest hairs and taco meat in front of us, which is always lovely, by the way. Y'all got to go check it out. We're done. But men, y'all stay for hours. Y'all are living that bad boy. Y'all have a bed in the back. VIP membership.
But I can tell you why. Because, listen, you said when y'all go to the middle strip club, you know, y'all thinking about y'all going to drink and y'all doing a whole bunch of other stuff. Well, with us, quite frankly, the strip club has everything, including the buffet. So we ain't got to go nowhere to get no food.
Thank you.
And it's drinks all night. I'm just saying.
Well, I've been, and you know, not only that, I guarantee you there's a lot less violence at the male strip clubs.
What was that?
I said, I guarantee you there's a lot less violence at the male strip club when there's women coming to see men strip rather than the men coming to see women strip. As you get that testosterone in the room, all the testosterone in one room causes a lot of problems sometimes, man.
Yes, because you got the biggest chest in the room. Who's the biggest? I got the
That's
most
it.
Money. You beat me up last
That's
week
it.
in the hood. Now I see you at the club. Now it's on and popping. It's like it's real
yeah,
talk.
It
happens all the time. And you got to remember, especially even before the pandemic, things were like crazy. Now that we're in this pandemic, it is like folks is losing their mind. That social isolation, that it's a lot of mental health issues. It is a lot of mental health issues. And beyond that, some people just, it ain't even mental health issues. They just crazy. They just don't give a. And so they going to act according to the I don't give a. You know, it's sometimes it's the environment that you're raised in. You feel like you have to act like that. I got to poke my chest out because that's who the streets want me to be. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I do have a crazy story of my own that I want to tell about a strip club. I, again, have gone to a lot of strip clubs. I love living life, a lot back in the day. But I'll never forget many, many years ago, shout out to my cousin, my younger cousin. Love her to smithereens. I ain't going to say her name on the air. Even if I said her a stripper name, y'all might know it. She ain't popular or nothing like that in the movies or nothing. I don't want nobody associating me with that. No, I'm just playing. I'm just joking. I love my cousin. But she was stripping at a nightclub, and she had started out stripping at a very young age, about 15 years old. Her mama didn't want her stripping, none of that. My dad was alive at the time. And so this is back in 2011, 12, something like that. I'll never forget my dad. I had called him up like, Dad, what you doing? He was like, nothing, just dropped your cousin off at work. I'm like, Daddy, work? You mean the work, the strip club work? He was like, yeah, you know. And I asked him, I was like, Daddy, why do you keep taking her? You're giving her the green light, basically. He was like, no, baby, you don't understand. You don't understand. If I don't take her and get her there safe and back, I don't know who will. And I got to give my daddy a shout out for that. This was his niece. This was the youngest baby. This was like his baby. Her dad was not around. Her stepdad was, but her dad was not around. This was his baby. And for him to actually get the nerve and the willpower to take that baby to the club. Now, what we did, me and my sister and my brother-in-law, shout out to Mr. Diddy and L. Dot, because they were with me that day, okay? We decided we're going to go get her. We asked my daddy for the address. We drove to the spot where she was at. And I'll never forget, we sat down. Now, mind you, we for whatever reason, you know, I had been in the strip clubs before. I didn't want my cousin down there. You know, I knew what time it was. I didn't want her down there. And she was like 18, 19 at the time. So she was older, but still, you know. We didn't want her down there. We didn't want her doing that no more, right, because we knew the atmosphere. So we come in like a bunch of church missionaries with our ties and tuxes, looking like we coming for business, okay? And not even trying to. It just was what we looked like that day. We looked real businessy. We sat down, and we asked for my cousin, and they said she was in the back. And literally, the DJ said her name, her stripper name, on the stage. And we were like, oh, my goodness. Such and such, come on out. Meaning it's your time. Beep, 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 beep. Come on out. Yeah. So she comes out, and the moment she sees us, because she starts dancing as soon as she gets on the stage, real sexy-like. The moment she saw us, she immediately, it was like she broke her neck. Like she literally had a deer in the headlights. I got it.
Deer in the headlights, yeah.
All at the same time. And I believe she actually, since then, she's not, she actually works a 9-to-5. She had to go through, she just stopped stripping in the strip club probably about 4 years ago. She had to go through whatever it is she was going to go through. But she also needed to know, you got family here to support you no matter what decision you choose. Like, we want to let you know, we don't want you here. But if this is the life that you choose for yourself, we love you. We're going to wrap our arms around you, and we're not going to support you. So she eventually came out and talked to us. It was the weirdest conversation because, of course, she's trying to cover herself up, and we had just seen her half-naked body on the stage. And it was really weird, but we did let her know in that very moment, listen, we get it now. We understand this is what you do. We just want to make sure you're safe no matter what it is that you're going to. We just want to make sure you're safe. So if it took us coming down here and you seeing our face to let you know we love you no matter what it is, we just want to let you know we love you. And if you ever get in a situation where you feel like you are in dire need, you know for a fact you can call us. And it also was a lesson to us. We got to get out of folks' business, protect them, and let them know you're here for them.
That's right.
Absolutely. But grown folks going to do what grown folks do. The one thing that Wendy said a moment ago, or somebody said, I don't know if it was Wendy or not, but they were saying, it might have been E-Man, what is it that we can do, you know, moving forward, right? We can't keep going in the past. We've got to educate. We've got to give better alcohol and drug anonymous programs. We got to create these things. And it takes people like me and you. We can't keep relying on the state to do it. You know, if we know for a fact we've been through something, let's start creating these things so we can help other people. Because there's some young girls out there right now, very young girls, that are being human trafficked, that are in those places, that are being beaten when they get back to their just watch the Jocelyn and Hernandez. What's that Jocelyn Hernandez show? She got a whole show on Zeus Network, I think. It's a hot freaking mess. But
I heard about it. I haven't seen it.
Let me tell you something. Shout out to Jocelyn Hernandez. I understand the hustle. I get the game. Shout out to Zeus Network. I 1,000% get it. It's a money-making machine. I get it. But what they have done is they have begun to exploit black women the same way we're trying to pull away from that. That's really what they're doing. And Jocelyn Hernandez is a bully, and she's a pimp to these young girls from the way it seems on the screen. So you mean to tell me you got
lady
out there? Come into the strip club with me and you got your pimp. Somebody really who's supposed to be protecting you. A madam would be great if this madam is going to have the heart of gold to for these young girls.
Yes, there you go.
The heart of money. Yes. Mm-hmm. It has to be a betterment of them. And when we stop that part, that, you know what I mean? Like, we got to help each other. We can't just sit back and be judging.
Right.
And that's why I'm glad conversations like this on We Talk Radio, on the Cave Radio Show, on E-Man After Show on Sunday night,
yes,
9 p.m. Y'all check that out, too. I'm glad conversations like this are happening so we can all really talk about it, not just one aspect.
Right.
Yeah, the club did close, but there's a whole other set of things that's happening around that. And y'all were able to tackle some of that today. Bravo.
Man, listen, this man, wow. Y'all know when Miss Tia get going, man. She be going. But listen, I want to real quick. I appreciate everybody that's on today. It's been fun. I've enjoyed this conversation. But I was sitting here thinking, this is gonna be the last one right here. I was sitting here thinking, and I was like, I know I got a better strip club story. I do, and I remember it. I got the perfect song. We're gonna play out. After this, man, it's gonna be good. It's gonna be for all them strip club weekend lovers. You know what I mean? So shout out to Robbie. You know, I'm gonna shout him out right now. Shout out to Robbie. You know, he was all great entertainer. He got a song called Weekend Loving. It's gonna be dedicated to the strip club. Shutdown at 2:00. Listen, all right. So let's see. A couple years back, you know, going to my uncle's church. Those of you that don't know, I play the drums at my uncle's church, and so I was, Sundays after Sundays, you know, playing the drums, you know, you see different people come in. And I seen this lady come in, this woman come in, and it was her and a friend. And she you know, started coming to church Sunday after Sunday. But every time she comes, she would, you know, cry and stuff like that. Of course, you know, very emotional. So one day she decides to testify. I don't know if y'all remember testimony service on Sunday mornings. She testified. She started talking about, you know, she said her name, you know, but it was like a stripper. But I was just, you know, sitting on the drums listening like, okay, you know, okay. So then her friend said, you know, her name, and, you know, they were talking about, you know, them actually being, you know, strippers or whatever. And they was like, you know, but, you know, we feel like coming to church is to change our hearts and all that other stuff. You know, you got it, you know. So they were going to church, and Sunday after Sunday, I would see them come in, and I'm just like, wow, I'm going to find out where they work at. That's what I'm thinking of while I'm playing the drums. I'm looking at them like, man, I'm going to find out where they work at. So one weekend, I found out where they worked at, and so I went, and I got there, and I seen her dancing. You know, I seen her dancing on the main stage. So I'm like, okay, this is what she work at. So I'm there, you know, sitting there. So then when she get off the main stage, y'all know how it is, fellas. You know, you see the girl, you know, walking around. I'm like, hey, I'm finna go get this dance, you know. Thinking I'm finna get a discount or something. So anyway, I get her, you know what I'm saying, and ask her for a dance. She was like, oh, what's your name? And so I'm thinking, like, dang, I can't say TJ because she might remember me as TJ. So I was like, you know, I told her my other name. So she was like, who? You know, because the music was loud. So then I ended up having to say TJ. So she was like, TJ. And then she kind of, like, hesitated, like, you know, wait a minute. I know a TJ. And I was like, yeah, you know. I thought, you go to my uncle's church. You know what I'm saying? You go to my uncle's church. I was like, I'm the one to play the drugs. She was like, TJ?
Oh, my God.
You know what she did? She turned around and walked off. I was like, dang. So then, you know, go back to church. He didn't come that Sunday. We'll go back to church the next day. Next Sunday, she didn't show up. And then she came back one Sunday, her and her friend. Her other friend, I found out her stage name was Skittles. It was Skittles. I remember Skittles. Anyway, that was my crazy experience. I still seen her. Mm-hmm. I still seen her at the church, so it's all good. Anyway, I want to thank everybody for tuning in to the K Radio Show. Mr. E-Man, tell them about your show, man. Tell them about your show tomorrow, man. Don't tell
them. I'm just thinking about the name Skittles. Wow. Mm-hmm. Yes. The name's cute.
I need Mandy on the line right now. Skittles, okay.
Skittles ain't gonna hurt nobody. Yeah. But great show today, Mr. T. Smiley. And you guys join us tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. It's the E-Man After Show. It's Black History Month, and we have a black filmmaker by the name of Arthur Muhammad is going to be joining us tomorrow night. You might know Arthur Muhammad for some of his latest projects, The Little Voice, like Lil Wayne, Little Voice, the Carter movie. You probably remember the Carter High movie. You know, I was a part of that project along with Arthur Muhammad. So we're talking with him on tomorrow night. So you guys join us. It's going to be a great conversation, and he's going to talk to us a little bit about the marketing, filmmaking, and being an African-American brother. So that's our show tomorrow night, the Evening After Show.
Nice. I love it. Listen, we got one more thing to say before we get off of here. I'm going to let Ms. Kia come back.
That's right. Make sure y'all check out all of our shows on Sunday. We start out at 10 a.m. with Shine Lord Radio Show. So if you're not going to church, just tune on in. We got a whole beautiful episode for you tomorrow. Pastor Glenn is going to be talking about the power of faith. So if you looking mm-hmm. for a faith walk, listen, it's going down mm-hmm. tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time right here on We Talk Radio Network. You come back at 7 p.m. for Brand New Day with Emily Blue and Deanne Lack. They're going to blow your mind with the motivation and inspiration on that show. And then come back mm-hmm. at 9 p.m. to bust your gut with the incredible mm-hmm. E-Man and his awesome team on the E-Man After Show. Monday night, I will be here at 9 p.m. It's going to be fun. We're going to have some hot topics. I'm sorry, 8 p.m. I don't even know what time the show starts. 8 p.m. Central Standard Time on Monday night. I will be here live. So I want y'all to be here. But today, I want to say a special word, and I want everybody that's tuned in today just to say a special prayer over the Davis family today, and keep the Davis family in your prayers. For those of you who were here last week and enjoyed the show last week, y'all heard my beautiful sister, right? My sister Darcy had the opportunity to come on the line. She has four boys and two girls, and her oldest two children are 28 and 25. Her four youngest are 7 to 14 years old. And the four youngest children actually got to come on the show. Actually, the three boys, they actually got to come on the show. They're 14, 12, and 7 or something like that. They got to come and be highlighted last weekend, all the sports things they're doing. They're just amazing. Well, after that show happened, a couple of days later, my sister's oldest son, who was 25 years old, he actually passed away on Wednesday of this week. And so I just want to ask everybody who's tuned in to keep my sister and my niece, Ray Ray, and all my daughter who just lost her father, and she was very, very close with her cousin, Aaron, very, very close with Aaron. So our family is just really kind of torn right now, but we're held together by the power of the Holy Ghost, and that's real talk. So,
But
we appreciate everybody. E-Man, you checked on me. I know some people, Wendy, I know if you know, you would have been checking on me. You just didn't know. I hadn't really posted anything about it online. It's been very touchy, you know. Can't leave here to get out there because of the roads, because if we leave here now, we really don't know what's going to happen from here to there on the roads, because the roads are bad everywhere. So it's like, okay, what do we do, you know? And keep our family in your prayer. Shout out to T. Smiley, who's just really comforted me in an amazing way, me and my entire family in an amazing way. So when you get good people like that in your life, man, keep them in your life. Love on them.
Yes.
Show them your respect. So thank you so much, T. Smiley, for this moment. My nephew's name was Aaron. And, again, keep the Davis family in your prayers. Blessings, everybody.
We love you.
We will do, for sure. Mm-hmm.
Well, that would be the Cave Radio Show right here on We Talk Radio Network. This is your boy, T. Smiley. Mr. E-Man, go check us out on YouTube. Go check us out on YouTube. Subscribe, like us. You know, follow us, share, all that good stuff. Talk Radio Network right there on YouTube. Okay, check us out. Mr. E-Man, do me a favor, man. Pray us out, if you don't mind, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, we'll do. Great God that you are, we thank you for this day. This is the day, God, that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, each and every one of us, we experience different situations and different circumstances. But God, you do all things well. We don't. As a lot of times things happen, we want to question you, and we do question you, but it's all in your hands, and you have it under control. So, Lord, we thank you for this great show, this men's show, the Cave Radio Show. Thank you for the sister that came on the show. Thank you for the owner of We Talk Radio, Ms. Kia Davis. Right now, Father God, we just want to lift up the Davis family. We ask, God, that you will comfort them right now as only you can. Holy Spirit, we just plead the blood now, Father God. Lift up their bow down heads, God, because you are the lifter of our heads, God. God, we thank you, God. Lord, we can't even imagine. So I pray for her sister right now. I pray for the sibling. I pray for the brothers and sisters, Father God. We just pray, God, for this whole family. Father God, you'll see them through. This too shall pass. And Father God, we understand the word, because all of us are believers. To be absent in the body is to be present with the Lord. To be absent on this side of the world is to be present in the other world. And Father God, we're all trying to get to that world. So Father God, thank you for this young man's life for 25 years, God. But God bless his mother, Father God. We pray a special prayer. We all touch and agree, and we're covering her today. We're showering her with love and healing energy. God bless her on today, God, as only you can. Bless Miss Davis. Bless her, bless the other twin, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we'll carefully give your name the glory and the praise until we meet again next Saturday morning right here on We Talk Radio, the K Radio Show. Father God, we pray that everyone on this line and every listener will have a blessed and productive week as Father God, as we can. Bless us this week, God. And we pray this prayer in your Son, Jesus' divine and holy name. Everybody on the line ought to say amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
I appreciate Listen. We're going to end it out on this song for the strip club conversation this weekend. Y'all have a great weekend, and we'll see you next weekend. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.